Shir Mem in Sir Yosef Nida by the Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Tevez Etoshim Mem Vav, December 24th, 1985, on Tuesday.
Tom Rabono, Horei Dam Machmas Tashmish, Mishameshes, Tamrisheno, Ushnio, Ushlishis. Rashi says, Horei Dam, Lavu Tzurekumai, because then it's a child. Ela b'damnis. So, the first three times, she's not a soul. But if three times in succession she saw damach mustashmich, so he has to divorce her. Because she's hurtziko to become a nida mach mustashmich. He cannot live with her.
There what kind of koach needs?
One second, we'll go with more. The Shami Shafis is God. Now, the Tinoselach, and she gave it married to somebody else, because she was only Hurziko to see Damidus Machmastashmish with this husband. She was not Hurziko to see Dam Machmastashmish with another husband. So she can get married to another husband. The Tinoselach, Mrs. Leachia, Yeroa Sodam, Machmastashmi. So again, Mishameshes, Tamrisheno, Ushio, Ushishis. We come daily, Chloiti Shamish, at the Gat, because she was already Husiko, to see Damidus Machmastashmi with the second husband. Mrs. Leachia, Yeroa Sodam, the third husband, Machmastashmi, Mishameshes, Pamrisheno, Ushio, Ushishis. Mikam Beilech, but if she sees Damachmastashmi with the third, under the third husband too, so she's Hurziko to see Dam Nidus Machmastashmi under three husbands. So Mimele, she's not allowed to get married to anybody unless she submits to the Shifere's test. We come here with the Shamei, Ashetiv Dik Hatzmo, Keitzad Dudekes Es Hatzmo, Meidio Shifere's, Uviseicho Makcho, Umeich, Latzikat, Munach, Al Reishei, on the top of the tube, of the instrument. It means so down al reish, and she inserts it inside the instrument, the shiferes. And if, when she takes out the shiferes, so al reish ameich, she finds dam, biyodua shim la moker obo. So that's a raya, that the dam came from the moker, from the uterus. So, suppose he didn't find Dam Al Reishe, be a duashim in Hazdorim Bo. In Hazdorim Bo. Now let's see the Rashi. Now this Rashi is very important. Rashi says that this braise that says that she's allowed to get married to three husbands, and only if she sees Dam three times under each one of the three husbands, so then she's assured unless she submits to this Shifere's testing, is only a little Shin Gamliel, who says three times establish Hazok. But according to Rebbe, the two times establish Hazok, okay? So then she can only get married to two husbands. And if under two husbands she sees Dam three times, so So then she cannot get married to a third husband unless she submits to the testing of the Shas. But since the Gemara in the Bomez that Samadalet says, Linyan Vestes, Kaimulon Tershim Gamliel, so there's the Aloch. But according to Rebbe himself, he can only get married to two husbands, not to three. But we passed when we got the Vestes like Rashi and Gamliel.
Why
two times? According to Rebbe,
she only married.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not so possible. Maybe I'll discuss it. Here the Gemara says that after she saw down three times and the three husbands, so she has to submit to the test, the first test. And then she puts in an instrument. And if there is down on the top of the Shifaris, so then it's a riot that it's Namokya. But if there is no down, so then it's a riot, it's not so. If there is no dam on the top of the staff.
Yes.
One second, please, let me explain it, please. So Pashtus is Mashma, Pashtus of the Amore. In love, if there is no dam, he means to dam al Reish HaMeich, the Yaduash in Amoke Ovo. Loinim to dam al Reish, the Yaduash in Azdorin Ovo. So Pashtus al Oshin is Mashma. It means if the dam was not found on the tip of the Shifaras, but on the zdodim of the Shifaras, then it's a raya. It came from the vaginal canal. It didn't come from the uterus. So of course, so it's a mako in the zdodim. So of course, it's nothing, but it make it any more. But suppose she doesn't find any dam on the Shifaras, neither on the top nor on the zdodim. Maybe then she's not Mutaris to get married. Maybe. So the Shach, it's Agolis Ma'amid, but the Shach, you learn it in Sinan Kuf Pizayim, Sif Yidalet, Vim Lav, the Mechaber, in Sif Beis, in Sif Kuzayim, mentioned, Vim Lav, the Yodua Shehunin Azdodim Mutaris. So the Shach in Sif Kotin Yidalet says, Mashma, whether as long as she didn't find on the meich, on the tip, on the top, dam, so she mutaris. Whether she found dam on the zdodim or she didn't find dam altogether, she's still mutaris. Bichin mashma medibra apostol. Bichin kosov habach. Seif sin beis. Bichosav hatam. Bach says, So Bishlein, if he finds Dhamma in his Zodin, he understands, but he doesn't find any Dhamma. So how can he say it's in a Zodin? Because of a Tam deal, Hoyam in a Mokeya, Gam, Achshav Hoyam Nitzo, Al Reisha Makhal. So Rabbi Selebach says that the reason is that if the dam had come from the Mokeya, so then it would be found on the Reish Amakr. Inasmuch as he didn't find any dam on the Reish Amakr, so it's a raya that it's not from the Mokeya. What's the pshat? So the Chasmish, Nil Chasmide, says something very remarkable. It's pshat in the Bach. I don't remember whether the Chasmish says it's pshat in the Bach or it's his own pshat. But what's in the meaning? I think this is the pshat in the Bach. He says as follows. Ligabei Mokeya, down from the Mokeya, there's an Ian of Esther. So in other words, so we know if a woman bleeds from the Mokeya every first of the month, so it's a riot, it's a vestis. But let's say, suppose a person, let's say, bleeds from the finger. Is there a mean of vestis in bleeding from the finger? There is no such thing. In other words, he doesn't bleed. So even let's say 3 times he bled from the finger, he bled from the nose. There are certain people who bleed from the nose, just like that, out of the blue sky, they just bleed. So we can't say, oh, 3 times he bled from the nose, the shchedesh, 3 times he bled. So it's a chazoke that the coming of shchedesh also bleed from the nose. There is no such thing. This. Is only in bleeding from the mouth, because that's the nature of women, you know, that they have a regular period. But regarding makor, any other bleeding, there is no such thing. So even if it happens 3 times, 10 times, so it doesn't establish any chazok. So Meile did the pshat in the Bach. I don't remember whether he says it as pshat in the Bach or as his own pshat, but I am sure that this is what the Bach meant. These are the Bach, in other words, the Bach says, the Bach raises the question, Bishleim, if he finds Dham on this other movie, you understand? This is from the Mokeya. But it's mashma from all the Geshenim that even if he doesn't find any Dham on this affair, so he's also Materis. Why is he Materis? So the Bach says, no, if the dam under the husband had come from the Mokeya, so dam from the Mokeya is a mean of Estes. So he should come now too. Why? Elam is money boy. That's the halacha of Elam is money boy. The answer is, he didn't come from the Mokeya. So where did it come? From the Zdodin. Zdodin is like blood coming from the nose. From a mele, there is no kasha. How is it? 3 times under the husband, there was dam, and now there is no dam. What's the kasha? 3 months he bled from the nose, and the 4th month he doesn't bleed from the nose. I mean, that's the pshat in the back. It's a remarkable pshat where the husband is. It's remarkable. Because of a bach saves in baits, because of a tam, the royal in a mokeya, the macho for your meat, sorry, shamako. The chain, who be true as my men, agorist my men, the dollar will soon be a shame with war. So, nearly, Shaden the Shach says, that people both hearts smell with your parents. The remote cloud. So, muter se shamish hakach, dilmo misrapi, shalal di achnosa hashi teres, regilo liris, kmoy al di de etzba, u poshti. So he mentioned the shach mentions another time. The shach mentions another time. Now, Dagos Maimon just mentions this ditch. He says, Ukizei in Reitzel Lidditch, until he dollars in the soil did. Os nun. So, Dagos Maimon says, Ukizei in Reitzel Lidditch, Kidei Mishoyer, Tahasovichi, in Tinsotei or Hoshutiyon. In other words, if she screamed, that means no dam under she fares. So she stay off. And the team for dam the shamak day with us. So you realize that if she stay off, the she fares is stay on the gamre, so then she's also with us. But it doesn't mention the reason, you see, from the notion of the shach, it appears as if the Dagoy Smiley mentions that reason. No, but Dagoy Smiley just mentioned the din. But the reason is the shach. So the shach says that Rubot Kochwal Motel Sham Zakach, Dilmon is Rap, Shari Aldi Achmas, this is Ashi Feres, the Gilo Lira is Kli Aldi Ezra. So the shach's dam is something different from the Bach. According to the Bach, So, being the case where the dam is found and is done, being the case where no dam is found in any place, so we assume that it's a raya, that the dam under the husband came from this dodi. Because if he had come from the Mokir, regarding Dam from the Mokir, there is a meaning of Estes. There's a meaning of a period, of a regular period. So it should have appeared on top of the Makhir. But if it's from the Zodim, so there is no Vestes. I mean, that's what the Chaznish says. There's the Pshat in the back. But the Shach says, no. She's Muteres Rebailo in neither even, but for different reasons. In the case where she finds Dam on the Zodim, then she's Muteres Rebailo, because we draw the conclusion that the Dam under the husband came from the Zodim, for I am now too. Dam appeared on the Zodim and Shifares. But in the case where no Dam appeared on the Shifares, neither on the Makhel, nor on the Zodim, then she is Muteres. Because since under the husband, Dam always appeared, and now Dam doesn't appear. So it's a riot that she was cured of the condition. How was she cured? By itself she was cured.
It's the Bach.
No, it's not what the Bach says. The Bach says, because, as the Chazanish explained it, because Vestes, the meaning of Vestes, that there is a regularity, is only in blood coming from the Mokia. But blood coming from the nose, there is no union of regularity. So in Mele, if no blood appears, not on the Zodim and not on the Makhel, so the fact that it doesn't appear on the Makhel on the top of the Feres is a raya, that the blood that came, that appeared under the husband, did not come from the Mokia. Because if it had come from the Mokia, it should come now too. Because there is a need of a period, of a regularity of a period. But if it came from the Zodim, so it's no kasha. So three times it appeared, and the fourth time it doesn't appear. Three times the person will have a bleeding nose, and the next time you will not have a bleeding nose. That's the pshat in the Bach. But the Shach says no. For different reasons she's Muteres. If Dam appeared on the Zodim Shifares, she is Muteres because it's a raya that the Dam under the husband also came from the Zodim. For raya now too it appeared on the Zodim Shifares. But if no Dam appeared on the Shifares, then it's a raya that while she had a condition that made her see Dam Machmas Vashmish, she was cured of that condition. She was cured. Even though she didn't go to doctors, but sometimes a person could get cured without going to doctors. Sometimes in the country he goes too many times. He saw a hadith to doctors, so he has more and more pain, you see. Side effects. So it was cured by itself, especially here, that it has to do with the emotions. So without medical therapy, so she could be cured. So there is a basic machlekes between the Bach and the Shach. All right. What the Chaznish says is very remarkable. Very remarkable. When I saw it years ago, I was so impressed with it. I didn't forget, you know, because I was impressed with this law. Sometimes you see Teret, you know, you can say it, you cannot say it, so you forget it. But if you are impressed with this law, you don't forget it. There's the pshat in the Bach. I don't remember whether Chaznish says that that's what the Bach means. But anyway, all right. Now there's another Gemara, in the Braise, which is several pshat. The English law mako beis in mokei, tail the mako. All right, that's not. I mean that. The English law veset, tail the vesel. Now, so the first halacha, in the Shlomacha base and walking till in Makos. So according to most Rishayim, even if the Mako is in the Mokar itself, suppose she has an ulcer in the uterus. So then she is tailored in Makos, even if it is in the Mokar itself. But the Bes Yosef says, we discussed it, that if the Mako is in the Mokar itself, even if it is established, the Vada, that the dam is from the ulcer, but if it's in the uterus, she's in you anyway. The documentation that Ramo is here, and most Achrayim, they assume like the Ramo, and they're not even cheshish for the Shita of the Bes Yosef. But the fact is that the Raivet in his Perush, we discussed it, the Raivet in his Perush, and Tereskiani, at the beginning of Tazria, Minkir Domel, and the Pesuk of Minkir Domel. So he says, like Bes Yosef, except Bes Yosef is not 100% sure about it. He says, Efsher, that if there is a Mako and Mokar itself, she's in Lido anyway. But he says it Mikriras Drai. He says it Mikriras. So what's the Pshat in the Haide? At all, it's Mako, it's not a Lido. The answer is, and what is menstrual bleeding is also a Mako. But that's a natural Mako. Every woman has. In other words, that the veins in the walls of the uterus become clogged up, and then bursts and she starts bleeding. So it's also a Mako, but that's a natural Mako. But see, an ulcer is a pathological Mako. It's not a natural Mako. So that's the difference according to the other regime. But the Raivet Shita and the Bes Yosef Shita is that it doesn't make any difference. So how will the Raivet explain the English Lomako Beisimokin, Tilad Mako, so Beisimokin? But that means in the study, not in the uterus itself. Alright. Being Yeshla Beset, Tailor the Vest. Now here there are several options. Let's see how Rashi explains. Being Yeshla Beset, the Kirko Haze, Shemire Kosho Machmastashi. El Lipoki, Tele bivesto umshameshes bilun dike bein veset liveset. So Rashi explains it very simply, that what the Braise means is, if she doesn't see damach mastashmish every time she has tashmish, but every 10 days when she has tashmish, so she sees that. Let's say on the 10th of the month, when she has tashmish, she sees dam. On the 20th of the month, when she has tashmish, she sees dam. On the 30th, when she has tashmish, she sees dam. But on any other day, when she has tashmish, she doesn't see dam. So it's still the best. So then we draw the conclusion. She has a certain kind of veset, What kind of veset would it be? It would be called the veset hamurket. You know, we have veset hayomim, we have veset aguf, we have veset alveines, and we have the veset alvimaise. So here, it's a veset, and we have the veset hamurket. Restamoket, Yomi and Emeir Aguf. Let's say, Emeir Aguf, Veset Aguf would be, let's say, that every time she has a stomachache, so she sees that. That's it, Veset Aguf. So, every time, let's say, she belches, so she has a rears down. So that's it, Veset Aguf. Sometimes it can be it can be more of two components. In other words, every 20th day, if she has a stomachache, she sees that. But 19th day, even if she has a stomachache, she will not see that. That's it, that's not more. So he asked, every 10th day, one second, please let me finish, please. Every 10th day, when she has tashmi, she sees down, so it's the best amokis. That's the, so she's a soul, shamish, every 10th day. But the other days, she's mutelis the bayit. That's Rashi. Now let's see how the Rambam paskin is over.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
Mem vov reish kov vei. The Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchos Issurei Bia, Halacha Chof, Seder Sfarim. Mi shero asot dam vishas tashmish, harei ho muteres lishameish, ki shetita pam shniyo. Ro asot dam vitam shniyo, mishameshes pam shlishis. Ro asot dam vishlishis, harei da asur lishameish in bal zeleilo. Vame dvar mamurim vishalo hoyo shom dolo lishis. אבל אם שימשו סמוך לבסטו, תהילה בבסט. תהילה בבסט. So, that's the Rambam פשט. That's the Rambam פשט. אם יש לו בסט, תהילה בבסט. In other words, suppose she has a בסט every 20th day. And she had תשמיש. The 20th day. There is a Nisa. All right, so she was able on Nisa. She was able on this. And she's so dumb, so she's not a soul about it. Because we say here is manageable. Since is she the tashmish to play some of her besto, so it's in accordance with her regular period. So then we assume that it wasn't aroused by a tashmish. It just happened because it was some of her besto. It's a very good check. Then there is the Mordechai's pshat. The Mordechai, so most Rishonim don't agree with the Mordechai's pshat. But they are, not in the contrary, it's a big nature of the Mordechai here. So, but it is used as a sneak in certain situations. The Mordechai's pshat is the shach, pasuk like the Mordechai. But all the other Rishonim reject the Mordechai's pshat. The Mordechai explains, "V'im yishlo beset teila b'vesto," that the whole halacha of prayer dam machmas tashmish dimul pomi is solely by law applies only to a woman who has no vest, has no regular period. She's unpredictable. So melee, if the woman doesn't have a regular period and she's unpredictable, so then we are chesh, maybe the tashmish is the thing that arouses the period. Because mashein kein, if the woman has a regular period, so melee, even if she saw damach mas tashmish dimuponi, so we assume that it's not done. Why? Why not Nazdanim? Why should we be Cheshen in Amokia? It's more likely that the Zdodim, the Isimokim, are a little so Mimele Mishastashvish, so it arouses them, it arouses bleeding. It arouses bleeding. But if the woman has no Veset Kavua, so she's irregular, so then we are chesh, maybe It's the tashmish that arouses the damido. Just as there are women where a certain sensation of the guf arouses damido, so maybe with this woman is the tashmish that arouses damido. But if she has it, has it. So then we take it for granted that the dam came from the zohar. That's the Mordechai Shlita. I mean, all the Rishonim Acherim had a Mordechai, but the Shach passed us like a Mordechai. And the Shach says that that's the Shita of the Rif also. The long Shach, you know, and Nisho Sheim Lo Besit Kabua, so he's Chilik and the Mechaber and Ramo, and he passed us that she doesn't require Bikal Kedash. Doesn't require even the first three times. And he says that's the Rif Shita too. And the reason is why the Rif is so marif in Ksuves per Kamon in Zenes, because the Rif applies it only Ligabi Ksuves, but not Ligabi Mutazabai. So he passes like the Mordechai's Shita, and he says that that's the Shita of the Rif. ואם הוא יודע מה כוסו משונה מדם ריאוסו, אין את תלת. So, the price is said, אם יש לו מה כוסו, זה מוקים תלת מה כוסו. But if he knows that the דם אקו is different than this דם that she so much mustachmis, so she cannot attribute it to the דם אקו, because she knows that the דם אקו always looks different. ונמנס איש עולה ממנו שישול עם המקו יש לי במוקר שממנו דם יצא דברי רבא. Now, what would the Rebbe do with this Gemara? So, of course, it's a little difficult, but you have to say Mako yesh li bimokia doesn't mean the Moka Mamesh, in the vicinity of the Moka, in the story. Rav Shimon da Moria Leimeir, da Mako, ha-bo min ha-mokir, tome, di Rabbi Seinu, idu al da Mako, ha-bo min ha-mokir, shu toye. My deny it. What's the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Seinu? Rav Shimon Gamliel says Damaka abom in amokya tome. The Rabbi Seinu yidu al damaka abom in amokya shetoya. What's the machlekes? Omarule mokya mikinu tamiki. Of course, insofar as being with us, the Bible is concerned, so of course Damako, Habom in Amokir, so she's with us. According to all the Rishonim, other from the Haibe, she's with us the Bible. And even if it came from the Mokir itself, and according to the Haibe, it means Damako that is in the study, not the Mokir itself. So she mitzvahs the Bible. What you can see is Ligabi Tairas. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that while Damako Abom in Amokir is not Damido, but since it came in contact with the Mokir, even if the Dam came, let's say, from the vicinity of the Mokir, but then when the Dam came out, it touched the Mokeya, so it's Tomei Ligabi Tairas. Because Mokeya is Mitame, like other Dvorim are Mitame.
But
she's Mutaras the Bible. Now, here there is a very important Rashi. So Rashi says, Divrei Rebbe relates only to this din. So it's not Divrei Rebbe that applies to everything that is mentioned in the Brayse. On the contrary, the Reish of the Brayse represents the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Rebbe, that's what she did, even if she saw dam on the two husbands, she's also sure to get married to another husband, unless she submits to the testing by the Shufaris. So it's because Rebbe holds two times in the Chazok. But it represents the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel that three times is the Reish Chazok. The ratio of the Braise represents the view of Gamliel, not Rebbe. But this deed of the Nevesi Sholeima, Mach Yeshu Bimokeya, that is Rebbe. All right. Now, more Eskashi Shiferes, Haburim Barakol, Shikul Kota, המשמעו בשפר השלי ורח ופי אורות שכניסך. In other words, it's a metal instrument, red, and the pi is double. In other words, it shouldn't scratch. In other words, like the instrument the doctors insert inside, you see. I mean, it's constructed in such a way that it couldn't scratch or it couldn't cut. But a good effect, because the Havamim of the Gemara assume that the Shveretz is made out of wood, sure, it's in the holok, and it's out with the Havamim. So he says, no, not at all wood, lots of copper. Now there is another piece of Gemara that releases Machlokes Rashi's thesis as Kedusha. Now we go into the new Parsha, the deep Hatzmo, the Yoshishis, Shel Baal and Mishel, the great princes, and many of the enemies, assume Rashi, it's not so explicit. But things list assumes their shot now. So the more is less in the Karashi. The more is less in the Kashi. Why does women rise the same? Why does the Braise say that if she saw Daman three times under the husband, so the first husband has to divorce her, and she can get married. And she can get married to a second husband. So, in other words, but she can only get married to the second husband. But the first husband has to divorce her, she cannot stay under him. Why shouldn't she be allowed to continue staying under the first husband by submitting to this testing of Shifaris? That's the Gemara question. Why does the husband have to divorce her? Because the katsmo with the yoshnishis shall follow me. All that the Braise should tell him is tell her that she should submit to a testing, and if she doesn't find any dam under the Shifares, so then she can continue to stay under the first husband. This is the Gemara's question. So, Amalei, Amalei's Rabbi Yochanan said, Ilchishet Eipolets Boi Shabbos. He says Boi Shabbos. In other words, even if she does submit to the testing by Shabbos, and there is no dam on the top of the Shabbos, she still cannot stay with the first husband. Why? Because true that when this Shiferes was inserted inside, so it didn't arouse any doubt. But in Kolez Boishovitz, but maybe the Tashmish of the first husband does arouse on the Shiferes not. And the Tashmish of the second husband, the Tashmish of the second husband not. But the first husband, we know that it arouses Tahmir, because three times she saw. So even if the Shiferes doesn't show any down, so it's no riot that it's not done, because we can say it's not much. So then you ask, how is it that there is no dam on the top of the mat? So here on the Shiferes, in Kolez Boishov. In Kolez Boishov. One second, please, let me finish it, please. So that means that the Gemara's Teretz of Inkolez Boi Shobei, Inkolez Boi Shobei, testing by the Shiferet with the first husband is not sufficient. Is not sufficient. Now let's see the Rashi inside. It's not so spelled out. You keep the Ibiyashlishi shall bow rishin, killing on Ibiyashlishi shall rishin eilech, and Shami shall rebike, the Lomot is garei, in Pi Sheim Koletz Boi Shoveh. But Rashi does not spell it out explicitly. But that's the way it is understood. But if she stays under the first husband, even if she submits to the testing by Yitzhak, and there was no dam on the top of the Shiferes. So we are afraid, maybe in Kolez Boi Shoveis, the etzba of the Shiferes, so that does not arouse dam, but maybe the etzba of the Baal of Yishen does arouse dam, and so then there will be Eber and Yitzhakorets. So it's lechumre, according to us. It's not so explicit. Now, then the Gemara has another kasha. The tikkats mobipiyom ishein or shel baal shlishi. Now, why does Rashi? Bipiyom ishein or shel baal shlishi. Mishebo leo tamachas loy tishame ishni ob loy bdike. Shai hu zikom bikim let's boy. All right, we'll call it Boi Shabbos. But why does the Braise say, that when does she have to make it decay only if she saw dam three times under the first one? Then he divorced her, and she married another husband, and she saw dam three times under the second husband, and then the second husband divorced, and she married the third husband. And then she saw dam three times under the third husband. So then she got sore to get married. I mean, so she has to submit to testing, and if she doesn't submit to testing, we chose that there is no dam on top of the terrace, so she's a sore to get married to anybody. Only if she saw dam three times under the third eye. Why does she have to submit to the Shepherd's testing only after seeing dam three times? Let her submit to the Shifaris testing when she sees them once, Mahmas Tashmish, under the Torah's name. After all, you cannot say here, the income is going Shabbos, because she already saw them once under the third husband too, and the third husband too. So melee. She should submit to the testing by Shifaris. Why is she allowed to have two more times Tashmish with the third husband? Because she already had three exploits, three different husbands under whom she saw down. Amaleviti Bikasam Dirishina Shabal Shishi. So the Torah gives the Teret, the Tishayim Kolakei Shabbat. In Kolakirisha. In other words, true that she saw down under three with three exploits. But even with the same husband, not every bee is the same. Sometimes the bee is more forceful, and sometimes the bee is less forceful. So maybe this bee was very forceful. So that's why it arouses down. But if it will not be so forceful, it will not arouse them. So Mele, she is Mutera, she doesn't have to submit to a testing of Shabbat. That's Rashi's Pshat. Now, let's see the Rashi. Oh. Bikini be a Shpeshen or Shabbal Shlishi, Yishepoele or Pamachas with Hisham Yishni of Leidike, Shari Ruz, Kabidim Lez Boeis, Shanino in Cheskaz, Biachas Hazoke, Din Kolakir Hishoveis, Shabbi, he shall be a zoo or you'll be Kiach Mirube. You can catch it is Hadi, he will be as the Holeho Dehot, but the boy in Tikel, the bee of the bees, shall bow Shlishi. For the boy, the Diko, the bee of the bees, shall bow Shlishi. So bow Shlishi. So according to Rashi, there is something strange, all right? It's not difficult. The first teret, the Gemara asked one kashe, and the first teret was, and the first kashe, in common poetry. Then the Gemara asked another kashe, and the second teret, and the second kashe was, in kolakirishu. We saw that the in common poetry is lechumre, is applied lechumre by the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara's kashe was, why does the first husband have to be also? Let her submit to the testing of the Shifaris, and if there is no dam on top of the Shifaris, she should be allowed to stay with the first husband. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, in kol itzvoi shaveis, even if she does submit to the testing of the Shifaris, and there is no dam on the top of the Shifaris, she still cannot stay with the first husband. Because the fact that there is no dam on the makhel is no raya, that the dam is from the study, because maybe the dam is from the mokia. Why didn't the Shifaris arouse the dam? Because the etzba of the Shifaris is not the same as the etzba of the Baal. So it's the chumre, the first teret. But the second teret, in Kirche Shavis, even according to Rashi, is likule. So there is no real parity between the first teretz of Inkol Etzvoi Shabbos and the second teretz of Inkol Kirch Shabbos. The first teretz Inkol Etzvoi Shabbos is mentioned in the Gemara Lechumre, and the second teretz Inkol Kirch Shabbos is mentioned by the Gemara Likud. All right, who says that there has to be parity between the first teretz and the second teretz? Now, let's go over the things. The first thing. In the menes in Sholeima. Makoi, the most mock. Dive Rebbe. Pshir Sharashe, the Dabke are safe in the menes, Rebbe. Avo Kula Reishe Kerepshin in Gamliel. Not like Rebbe, because the Sirlei Begimuz in Abachazoke. But according to Rebbe, so she has to submit to the Shteres testing. After she saw Dam, on the two aspects, Rimi for Resh. No, so this is Israel and Rashi. Rashi says that the whole requirement of seeing Dam, Mach Mastashis, on the three husbands is only Alibe, the Rebbe, it's not necessary she should see Dam Machmastashmish and the three husbands. Even if she sees Dam Machmastashmish and the two husbands, so she has to submit to Shifaras Destiny. And he says that even according to the Rebbe, when does she have to submit to Shifaras Destiny? Only three times. And the three husbands. And the three husbands. The Rimi Foresh, that Philo Rebbe made it, the Rehe Machmastash Mish, the boy Gimel Zimun Larzuk, Dumyed Harbilil, the Omar Yomin Beis, the Romo Uri Mashal Imunach Achom Gimel, the Ochlo Shum, Oy Pilpoli, that Philo Rebbe boy Klavim. So the more he's saying that the Chachomim require a Riyas Dam, a Veset Mach Masachile, Ochlo Shum Pilpulin only three times. So in other words, so here too, even Rebbe would be made here, Mach Mastashmish is like a Veset Aldimaisi. What's a Riyas Dam? In other words, that the fact when she eats sharp foods, she gets the period. When she eats sharp foods like shum, garlic, or kefir, you see, so she gets the period. So mele that's a veset machmas maise. So veset machmas maise takes the shita yitz that veset hayomi. So he's told, now we pass him that the Iveset Ayomim is established with three times, not with two times. Why? Because we pass him like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we got the Vesets. That's the Gemore in Yivomet, that's on Adalet, that we invest in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's Iveset Ayomim. So he's telling Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we pass only three times establish a veset, because as the Rashbo points out in the Chiddushim here and the Gemara, because vestes is the Rabbanon, so mele we pass only kule like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but according to Rebbe, the two times establish a chazoke. According to Rebbe, the two times establish a chazoke. So then, two times it's a veset. Mashein chei, veset al di maise, like ochlo shumu tiltoli, then even Rebbe is made it, that she can establish a veset only with three times. Now, how is that to be explained? It has to be explained. But you remember, I mentioned some time ago, that the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Gamliel is only in regard to the shayla, let's say, Hoisha Shemolov no Rishin Umeis, Umolov no Sheni Umeis. So Shishil Yomer, because two times in the chazon, Rav Gamliel says Shlishi Tomer. But Molov no Shlishi Umeis revealing. So there it's not a question of habit. It's a question of habit. In other words, it's not because the children in the family made it a habit to die machmas milas from mele. There is a subject that the other child who also has to show the daimach. That doesn't make sense. In other words, why does the baby daimach? In other words, the baby has anemia. So it's a shaila whether the children in the family have a tendency to be harmed by the mile or not. Not a question of habit formation. It's not a question of habit formation. So mele. Machlekes between Rebbe and Rashi Gamliel. The Rebbe says that two times indicates that it's not accidental, that he has a tendency, and to be harmed. I mean, the children have the tendency; they are anemic, so the children have the tendency to be harmed by the mother. Rashi Gamliel says no. What establishes a tendency to be harmed by mile? Only three times, not two times. Masheinke, the Gabichera Mueh. So Texas in Yevone says, and all the Shaykhs say, that even Rav Shimon Gamliel, even Rebbe will be made it three times, because there he has to be addicted to God. So he has to establish a habit of God. So when is there a habit formation? With three times. Two times does not establish a habit formation. Now, the Balamoya, in his Asogas in the Balanefesh, I mentioned it. So he says that when Gemara says in Yevomes, we invest this kind of Rashid and Gamliel, so Teitzves and the Rashboy explain it, because Vestas is the Rabbonon, so we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But in the Hanameh, according to Rebbe, she establishes a vessel three, two times, but we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Balamoya says no. We invest this Rav Shimon Gamliel because even Rebbe will agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel that only three times, 3 years, will establish a vessel. Why? The Balamoya shifting is, so that's the shaila. What is the inner vessel? According to Tesis and the Rajah, the Indian of Estes is like Meis no machmas mir. It's a shaila of Indian. Every woman has a tendency to have a period in a certain regular cycle. So some have it every 20th day, some have it every 25th day, some have it every 30th day, and so on. So in other words, it's a shaila, it's not a question of habit formation. She has the tendency. Some male Rebbe says, two times determine the tendency. Mashiach in the Balamoya, he says, inasmuch as inspiration is grounded in emotions, so it is based upon habit formation. So it's not if he saw several times in a certain cycle, so then it indicates a tendency. She was born with such a tendency. I mean, that has to do with her genes, that she should menstruate every 25th day. Now, that means, because of the emotional element, that she established a habit to sit down every 25th day. So, as far as habit formation is concerned, so even Rebbe is made it, that two times do not establish a habit. I mean, this is the machlekes between the Balamoyer and Teisves. Balamoyer on one end and Teisves on the other end. But these are the Veset al Dimaiseh. So even Teisves agrees that this Veset is not a question of tendency. It's a question of habit formation. And wait. Every time she eats sharp food, garlic, mustard, pepper, and so on, so then she menstruates. So that means, because of her emotional setup, so she established a habit to menstruate every time she eats shellfish, some delicious fresh information, see the Rebbe's meter, that just as Fisher said in Yvonne's, that Rebbe's meter got a share on wood, that with two years he doesn't become addicted, because there is a question of health information. So even though it's a question of health, that's the chapter. The tiktik hats must be a shlishi. Now, you have to go over that. This is very careful. It's very confusing. Appears to be compressed. It be a shlishi sveile, tishami shal vintike. The romot is garish. It is a shayna mashma, that so all the vision are filled with dik. He says mashma, because Rashi doesn't know it. I think there are some who say that it's not in Rashi, but this is what Jesus is saying. Die hat nicht das Wasser in die Kraft und das Geschehen, die gab mir Schäme und die Starre, Ella und die Dicke, Kinder, Joda, Schinuje, die Rabkowitz, Boischowitz, die Rabben, Tam, Matil, und die Dicke. So, Rashi schickte jetzt, that's what he said. Rashi schickte jetzt, that the vision, she cannot stay under the vision, with he must divorce. He must divorce. And even if she makes it because of this class, and there is no down on the macro on the top of his terrace, he still has to divorce. Why shouldn't that prove that dam is not for him? The answer is because in college boy shops. So maybe the expert of the terrace doesn't allow his dam on the top of his terrace. And the etzbah of the bow does not. The hook. I mean, that's how she takes she is not. That if the woman submits to the testing by the guys, the first husband, and there is no down on top of the guys, the husband doesn't have to evolve, and there's most shame. Of most shame. He doesn't have to evolve. So why does the Gemara say, the bride say, the first husband divorces her? Because the bride says reference to the case where the woman does not want to subject herself to the testimony. She doesn't like it. That the shifara should be inserted inside. So then the husband has to divorce. But if she agrees to submit to the shifara's testing, in a halami, he doesn't have to divorce. The Rabbi Tam hat er nicht in die Dicke. Die Jesu haben der Preise, die schöne Rätsel, die Freya Bidike. Und schön, wie das liegt, ey. Die Chim hast dann wieder aus Schaum, mit Kleid da nieder. Die Poetik, die Kasper Bau Schöne. Und die Schöne Riffchen, die Kreuz, wo ich schon weg, es geht. Es geht die Schleima, die Aschaz, die Don. Na, mit Poetik, Hashem. So now, Rabbi Tam says, that he, where is Rashi says, that the Morris Kashi is regarding Rishen. Why does the Rishen have to divorce her? Let her submit to the Shifara as testing. And if she's clean, the Shifara. So then, she should be interested by the Rishen. So, according to Tixfes, the Kashi of the Morris is, the Kashi of the Morris is, the Ashaz Didon name Power Hashem. In other words, Gemara is asking a question. Why does the price say the first husband divorces her and she can get married to the second husband? Why should the second husband be allowed to marry her? After all, we see that this woman has a tendency to see Damach Mastashi. So why should she be allowed to get married to a second husband? Maybe the same weakness will take place on the second husband. Let her submit to it, she tells testing. First testing. After all, the fact that she saw three times on her first husband should create a doubt. Maybe she'll see Damach Mustashkins on the second husband too. So she shouldn't be allowed to get married to a second husband without submitting first to his first testing. So, that That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, but how can Tesis explain that the Gemara's Kasha, that she should not be allowed to get married to the second husband until she goes through the Pitya Mishveret, when the Gemara says explicitly, "Vititik hatzmol biyoshlishi shel balamshi." The answer is, Tesis explains the biyoshlishi shel balamshi in the sense that after she saw down in the third B of Balavishay, she should not be allowed to marry the Balashemi unless she makes a Bika Mishra. That's how Tesis explains the Kasha Gemara. It's a little not smooth, but anyway, this is how Tesis explains the Kasha of the Gemara. Tesis and most Rishayim. Practically, I mean, there are only a few Rishayim who agree with Rashi. And perhaps Rashi is the only one, but there might be other Rishayim who agree with Rashi. Most Rishayim definitely agree with Tesis. According to Rashi, so the first kasha of the Gemara was that there should be kule. The first husband shouldn't have to divorce her. She should have an opportunity to pull herself by Dikesh Miferes. So the first kasha was with kule, and the first teret was with chumre. The second kasha was lechumre, and the taret is lekule. So there is no parity between the first kasha and the second kasha, the first taret and the second taret. According to Rashi, so the first kasha was lechumre. I mean, the first kasha was lekule, and the first taret was lechumre, and the second kasha was lechumre, and the second teretz was lekule. So there is no parity. But the government says, so the first kasha is lechumre, and the first teretz is lekule. The second kasha is lechumre, and the second teretz is lekule. So there is parity between the first kasha and the second kasha, the first teretz and the second.
Vein cheskas kirishol vishni yalas vishni vaakatel yadin anachtayim.
Alright, now the Gemara. Hayidi asoy likam yirebe, because she was rei dam achmastash. Omar leili Abdon. Abdon is the name. So, in other words, he was the aide of Rebbe. He worked for Rebbe. Omar leili Abdon. Zil Basa. Now it's a remarkable thing. Here you have in Gemara the counterpart of the Shach. You know, I'm shocked if somebody has mental trouble today because psychiatrists don't use it. But years ago, I remember, 40 years ago, so most of the people who had emotional problems. So the treatment was a shock treatment, and it was effective. But today psychiatrists, they don't believe in administering shock treatments. But what was the purpose of the shock treatments?
that were exactly friends. You see, you know, the old-fashioned parents, the old-fashioned families, used to give it part sometimes, whether it was right or wrong, I mean, but they used to do it. And I'm not rendering a judgment. There were parents and there were Malamdin who certainly overdid it. But sometimes it was effective. Sometimes it was effective. I think, I mean, it's not only I think, you'll find many psychologists who say the same thing, that the reason is why so many young people, young boys and young girls, have so many emotional problems is because the parents and the teachers, they go along with all the caprices of the children. Until a child destroys the house mamish, so then they react. But as long as they don't destroy the child, they go along. I mean, that's the modern approach. I'm not criticizing anyone. But it's a fact that modern people, modern psychologists, modern parents, modern teachers believe in acting nicely to children, even if children are wild and capricious. So mainly they develop problems because their parents and the teachers go along with them, learn them. So what is the answer? What is the shock treatment? Electric shock or insulin shock. That's a big patch. It's not an insulin patch. It's a big patch. It's like a 100 patch, you know, one after the other. So that shocks the person, and then the person tries to curb his caprices because the parents and the teachers and the friends went along, you know, with all the caprices for many years, so they develop problems. Now, Ria's Dam is grounded in emotions. So Rebbe administered a shock treatment. He told her, she came to complain before Rebbe. She has a weakness that every time she has touched me, she sees Dam. She cannot stay with her husband. So Rebbe said to Abdon, Abdon was a therapist, Zil Basa, give her a shock treatment. It wasn't, I'm sure, it wasn't electric shock, it wasn't insulin shock, but there are other ways of giving a shock to a person. So maybe he screamed at her and he chastised her, you know, very, very severely, you know. So that gave her a shock, because for the first time, she chastised. The husband of the accountant was a very good husband. She went along with all her caprices, with all her mishigas. So Abdon gave her a shock treatment. Also Basa, he fight with her, he shocked her. Not only Menuch Roras Dam, as a result of that frightening experience of that shock. So she discharged a whole Roras of Dam, and that cured her. Not only Menuch Roras Dam, Omar Rebbe Nisrapo, so Basom, a bill of peace. Hayitzeh be'asoyeh likamid imar Shmuel. Omalei l'rabdimeh ba'yeseh zil ba'aseh. Ozul ba'aseh. So you also give her a shock treatment. Ozul ba'aseh. You will not form men of the meeting. Nothing. No dam was discharged. Omar Shmuel sinned. The shock did not result in a Nitilas Choras Dam. Choras Dam. Some mele is, it's not an emotional cause, but there is a physical cause. So, Omar Shmuel, Zumi Mala Dimifetesi, behold. In other words, when shaken it's a cure, if there is damach nostashmish, is grounded in emotions. So then, as a result of the shock treatment, of the very strict chastisement, so then she discharges Chorazan, but Tefchiosa. But if as a result of the shock treatment she doesn't discharge any down, no Chorazan, so it's a riot that it's not an emotional factor here, it's a physical factor. Apparently, Bishastashmish, so the veins in the Mokeya become clogged up. So, Mimele, they burst and they discharge down. So this does not have the tachon. What it means with the tachon? It doesn't mean that there is no cure. It means it doesn't have this tachon al the bise, al the shak. But, of course, there can be a cure. In the record, all right. Mimalo vinifetes, mismalo dam, not so say bishastash. Hayi di asoye kamei di radeichane, di chol eimes, da ha besauke, mitvilas mitzve, ha bekhasi dam. A woman, every time she came out, from tvile, from the mikve, she saw dam. Omalei, Shemo Dimas Ilcho also. Now let's see the Rashi. That's a book show. Dimas Ilcho, Meis Ilcho. So Dimas Ilcho means the gossiping women are called Dimas Ilcho. There are certain women who like to gossip about every other woman in town. That's Dimas Ilcho. Meis Ilcho, so you miscan his book. The Hibo should be Necho in Bailo. Dimas Losh Lius made them die. Maybe he saw them die. Number eight, a person should not marry a woman against whom there are rumors by the gossiping women that this woman is not its wife. So, doime means gossip. So, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason as to why she has a tendency to see down, to menstruate, every time she comes out from the mikveh, because there was a glorious relationship between this woman and the husband. And they were gossiping women, jealous women, who were very jealous of her, because they didn't enjoy such an ideal relationship with their husband. And this woman enjoyed a glorious relationship with the husband. So they were very jealous. So, I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, you can explain it on the basis of time, okay? You don't have to explain it on the basis of time, right? And anyway, the Rambam and the Ravamiri and the Sefer Yitzchak, so they explain all the Ayin Horas and Gemara. Gemara says that many people are harmed by Ayin Horas. Why? Because every person, I'm also like that. I'm sure every one of you is like that. When you meet a person, even if the person doesn't make, you know, nasty remark, doesn't say anything, but he gives you a nasty look, you know, that's certain people, jealous people, malicious, vicious people. So when they are jealous at a certain person, they give him a dirty look. I'm also the victim of dirty looks by certain people. So that bores a hole in the heart of the person. You can't help it. You can help it. If a person, you know, when he meets you, gives you a nasty look, so it bothers you. It bothers you. Sometimes, even if you're not aware that it bothers you, but unconsciously, you feel tormented because of the dirty look that person gives you. So melee, when this woman came out from the mikveh, and the vicious, jealous women saw her coming out from the mikveh, they were overtaken by jealousy because they didn't enjoy this wonderful relationship with their husbands.
that this woman enjoyed with her, so they gave her their looks. So that avows the Yitzir Dab. Amalei Shemadim Asiach HaOltzaboch, Yechidi Boyali Al Gabi Ano. Doesn't mean Mamish Al Gabi Ano, it means in a private house, Hashem Shemadim. But it means, so they'll have Bia before she exposes herself to her jealous friends, you know, to her jealous friends. So Mimele, she will not see them. All right. Ike d'amah, amalo. It's Rabbi Yechanan said, Tigal chadrisecho, keheche b'tebe loch lahaygise, b'tebe loch lahaygise, lahaygise. I mean, this involves such a psychological insight. Unfortunately, we find many people, so when a friend of theirs is happy and he enjoys life, so his so-called friends are jealous. He can't stand it. He's living, he has a nice job, and he has good health, so his so-called friends can't stand it. But if, let's say, he's overtaken by sickness, he has a heart attack, then everybody of the same friends who was overtaken by jealousy, all of a sudden now they become overtaken by compassion. It's human nature. People are not so bad and they're not so good. You see many people. There are certain people who are always good, but there are certain people, so jealous types. So if an acquaintance of theirs is happy, has good health, has not had some children, and makes nice living, he's rich, so they are consumed by jealousy. And the moment the same person, they hear that he had a heart attack, they become consumed by compassion. And not in a false way, but in a real way, that's human nature. So he said, you see, these gossiping women, they only know of your happy experiences. They know such a love and affection between you and your husband. So they are jealous at you, and they hate you, and they look at you with an evil eye. Tell them that you have a problem that they don't have. That every time you come home from the mikveh, so you sit down and you can't even have leading a normal marital relationship. So then the same acquaintances of yours, oh, they'll become so devoted and they'll become so compassionate and they'll stop looking at you with an evil eye. They'll only look with you with sympathy and love, but in a sincere way, not as we show them in a false way. So in the melee, you'll stop seeing them. So he said, So, tell them that you have a big problem. You can't have even a normal marital relationship. Look at the Russian. So, the same women will entertain emotions in the opposite direction. Emotions of Rachmanes. He said, Yehu, kamos nuozu, vitoshav kinamim. He said, I mean, such an unfortunate woman. She doesn't have the normal, I mean, that you find all the time. When a certain couple is happy and is blessed with all the bounties of life, so many acquaintances are consumed by jealousy. Then they hear that they are separating, all of a sudden. They become full of compassion. Where were they until now? Because until now they thought that this couple, had all the happiness in the world. So they were jealous. Now they hear they are separated. Oh, and then they become compassionate. Not because they'll change their emotions towards you.
from jealousy to compassion and love. But, in other words, when you hear that you have trouble, after all, they have a conscience. So then, they'll be installed for you. And tefillah is effective. Keiched liboy alech harachmin, bitanye bitomi tomi yikho, tzorich leidi atzar le rabin, le rabin yivakshim olo brach. All right, Habude, the gills of tzar le rabin, who bitcho le rachmin vinisrab. Now it is. Keiched le tevel of ardis, פירוש רש"י תחס אשר קינו באבא סישר, דיינו כמו סינוב דלו ביטושו, ביטושו קינוסו ממך, כמו סינוב דלו, ביטושו קינוסו ממך. ובאורך פירש, ששולטו בחולניי להסרח את מבעלו, תדעי אם עכשיו שעד בסדום עם רובי, שבונחו מרובי מייסר, ודיתנו עיניהם בו, ואימרו, אשרהו שגמרו מרובי, שנתקח מנהו מרובי, ונתיחיים שיתנו בכו, יפסיקו הדומים לדיסרפים. Just the reverse. In other words, they'll say, because the Gemara says that if a woman menstruates a lot, so then she's more of a basbun. So when you tell them that, so they'll say, אשרהו שדומהו מרובי, שמתחכך בונהו מרובי, ומתח עין שאיתנו בכו, יפסיקו הדומים לתשרפים. אומר רב יסף, אומר רב דין, אומר רב, היס כנראה בביסודי, רואה עשו ימחו תשב שישו בהו, שניים תשב שישו בהם, שלישו תשב שיבו נתיהם. Now, you see, many people, and you will even find Rabboni, unfortunately, who made the mistake and who think that the reason is why today all women have been observers is because of Takonas Rabzeir. But it's not so. There is, prior to Takonas Rabzeir, there is a Takonas Rebbe Bishodis. So the honest Rebbe Bishodis was like this. The if a woman saw dam just one day, she stopped me. That's not usual. Usually, if a woman menstruates, she had a period, she menstruates at least for 3 days.